The following message is an Antioch Bible Church presentation.
John chapter 8 on this anniversary Sunday. If God can keep this fella out of the way today, there's some things I'd like to say to you that the Pharisees, Sadducees, and Jews may have been struggling with. The same issues. It is a good word. It's whether or not we want to accept that word. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God. Thank you for the privilege of opening your word. Thank you for the opportunities you give us to trust you. Because we know you are worth it. Moving, Lord, that you may have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. Those of us who need comfort, I pray you would comfort us. And those of you who need conviction, those of us that need conviction, may you convict us. We praise you and we thank you in your son's most holy, precious, and glorious name, we all say.
Praise God.
When I get into looking at the word of God and how God moves, there are two gods that every one of us have to deal with. It is the God that is on the page, the eternal word of God, that God has revealed himself and put himself on a page. And it is the God that we truly worship from the pages. Because if you and I can understand the God who wants to teach us from the page to become our personal God, that eliminates a lot of questions. But if you're only worshiping the God that you read about, that's going to bring more questions. You know, I get cancer, and no television station calls me. My wife gets cancer, and the largest Christian television station in the world calls us to come on and do an interview. Now, what's up with that? You got to go, is that the God on the page that I am talking about? Is it the God from the page that has become personal to me that I walk with? See, if you only are living the God on the page, you're going to be like the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the Jews. But if you're living that God off the page that you've learned to live with personally, you're like Job. Though he slay me, yet will I worship him. Are we? Sounds like move on. Don't get too personal. Move on. Move on. Verse 31, we've talked about before in John chapter 8. Then said Jesus to those Jews, do you understand that the book of John is the most down and the most aggressive and the most just judgmental about the Jews in any of the other gospel? Because the book of John is about not God being a man. It's not about Jesus Christ being a man like Matthew, Mark, and Luke. It's about Jesus being God. The God that has revealed himself on a page, that you may know him personally, that you may put your life on the line. Do we understand that? And because the Jews should know more than anyone who that God is, because he's revealed himself not only on a page, but personally to them. And they know him less than anyone else at times. And so God is laying the truth out about those who say they know him, And he is a lot more aggressive to those that live about him and not those who live knowing him. See, when I have Christians that have walked with God for 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, will turn around and walk off and just do what they know the scripture says wrong. You got to come to the conclusion that this whole time they had me fooled, because they was living about the God they knew instead of living about the God that was on the page that revealed them to be personal to them. You see, if you can walk out of this church service, if you've been here for a long time, you cannot walk out of here and say Pastor Hutch doesn't exist. Because you know me. You spent time with me. You know where I stand. And if you can walk out and say, well, God didn't mean that, well, God didn't mean it that way, well, you know, it's up to interpretation. You have been spending time with a God that you know about. Because if you truly know God, you know that you can't just walk away and feel good about your interpretation, because your interpretation is not reflecting the God that you're supposed to have a personal relationship with. You see, it says God loves you. God loves everyone. Now, that's the God on the Word. That's the God in the Word. But if you personally know that God that has revealed himself in the Word and now he's personal to you, you can't say that that God is okay with sin, because he loves you. He understands what you're going through. Are you walking with me? And anyone that comes along to bust that God, to make that God that you serve not the God of Scripture, you're going to get down and dirty with. Want me to prove it? Let me prove it to you. Then said Jesus unto those Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The real truth, not the truth that you've come up with by knowing about God instead of knowing God. Are we, okay, the truth. Well, I have the truth. I read it. There's a lot of people that read it. Even the demons read it. Even the demons believe it. But the demons got another issue. They know God, thus they tremble. And that's all the response I'm going to get. That was heavy duty. If you don't think that's heavy, man, I'm hurting for the rest of my sermon. Okay, good. I'm going to be okay with my sermon anyway, because I know God. Verse 33. They answered him, we are Abraham's seed. We were never in bondage to any man. How said thou, you shall be made free? Boy, oh boy, our memory is short. Can I have an amen on that one, boy? We ain't never been in bondage. Except the Assyrians. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we was in bondage there for a while. The Babylonians. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. The Persians. Oh, I think that was after us, too. But now I don't think anymore. Oh, what about right now? How about the Romans? Oh, we're not under bondage to the Romans. We just submit to their government leadership that the pastor talked about last week. So you've never been under bondage. Your eyes are blind. If you've never been under bondage, you've never known the God that I know. You are a bond slave to the God of the Bible. And if you think that your freedom means free from him, you're truly not free. You are truly in the wrong bondage. Can I get an amen sometime? So what God are you serving today? The God that's on the page that's revealed himself, or the God on the page that revealed himself for you to know him personally? Because if you know him personally, you eliminate a lot of questions. There's no need to even answer, asking for an answer. It's gone. I mean, you know God, you can see God. A lot of us don't like that God. Because a lot of us want to be smart enough to be able to have the freedom to ask God questions. You should never question God. Can't hear you. Never question God. Now, if you need an answer that you're really searching for, you can ask God by going to the scripture. Okay, I see. We will move on. I got to finish chapter 8, and you guys are not being enthusiastic about being and joining that with me. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin." Oh, my goodness. We've never been in bondage. Have you sinned? Verse 36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Because I want to tell you, Jesus said, being a son of Abraham don't make you free. Only the Son can make you free. Being a descendant of Abraham don't make you free. Being a Jew don't make you free. Going to church don't make you free. Going to Bible study don't make you free. Singing in the choir don't make you free. Being in Jesus, understanding who he is, sets you free, regardless what comes along. Do you understand me? Yeah, they don't like that. They don't like that. You guys, that was a trick question. So when Jesus started revealing to them what they think about God, and it isn't the God of the Bible, what happens? You start getting a little animosity going. The more I learn about people and God, the more I am not surprised what people say when you hold them accountable to the word. The Jews. Verse 38, "I speak that which I have seen with my father, and you do not. And you do that which you have seen with your father." Now, you know, things getting ready to get a little iffy right here. Conversation getting ready to be a little uptightish. Can I have an amen, somebody? Because they think they're the one that's righteous. And now Jesus Christ isn't. What kind of God do they really know? Jesus is saying, "Man, if you were truly Abraham's descendants, you would know who I am. And you would be obedient to everything I'm saying to you. But since you don't, let's play the dozen." Anybody know what playing the dozen is? Antoine. What did you hear what I just heard? A lack of response of playing the dozen. You start talking about one another, all the way down to your mama. Can I have an amen from you on the light of Hugh side right now? You get down to being real down and nasty. Now, these are religious people. These are the most religious people of the day. Have you run into a couple of those? Have you run into some real religious people that all of a sudden something goes wrong, or they get sick, or things aren't being blessed, or prayers aren't being answered the way they want to, and all these questions start popping up? All these other options to be able to do things pops up. Anybody know anybody like that? Maybe you are sitting in this congregation today and you've been through some of that lately. Verse 39, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said, really? Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Abraham wasn't trying to kill me. They're getting ready to get a little confused now because they're looking at each other, man. This man knew Abraham. Abraham knew him. What be up? I mean, excuse me. What in the world's going on here? But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. So you sure Abraham's your father? Verse 41. You do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we're not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Oh! Is the picture up behind me? It's working? Okay, I just want to make sure when I give you this expression. Did you know what they just said to Jesus? I mean, seriously. Abraham is our father, and we do it our father. Say, I don't think Abraham's your father, because your father, Abraham, he followed what I said. Hey, let us tell you one thing. Who are you? Who do you think you are? As a matter of fact, we know who you are, and you was born in sin. You don't even probably know who your father is. Because the story got around about the virgin birth. Can't hear you. That story's gotten around. Now, I want to ask you guys a question. What was the number one person in all of mankind that prayed that the virgin birth was true? Joseph. That's why the angel had to come visit my boy. Can I have an amen? But you better put that woman out. We're gonna mess you up. That's, you know, that's translated in Ebonics. Then it comes back on. Oh, really? Oh, you gonna jump on our father? Who's your daddy? Is that one of those grand slams that you can get at Denny's? Oh, they went deep on it, man. That's even without syrup. Whew. I like watch how Jesus handled it. Oh, you gonna cut me like that? I got something for you. Bam, lightning. You see, if you know the God of heaven, you know that God of love can love you just as much with lightning as it can with a hug. But that's not the God of love we want. That God to say he loves you in the personal walk with you can love you just as much in giving you a 100% raise as he does in giving you unemployment for 2 years. It's a calling on which God you really know. Or is it a God you know about? It's going to dictate the amount of questions you ask. It's going to put some doubt. It's going to make you start interpreting some scriptures the way you want to. Anybody want to respond to the pastor? I guess not. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me. If I proceed forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? You are blind and deaf to the truth. You know the scripture so much. You know the Bible so well, Jews. But you don't know God. And because you don't know God, you can't hear me. And you can't see what I'm trying to do. Is that a God you know about? Is that a God you know? Okay, you want to talk about fatherhood? Let's go to Dennis again. Except this time, I'm serving. Can I get an amen? What? You, verse 44, you are of your father, the devil. Woo! Devil. Evil with a D. Gonna get an amen on that one. Well, do you think Jesus is interested in evangelism 101? Don't say nothing's gonna turn folks off. Can you imagine a religious people of the day who has been a doorway for God to deal with society has just been told, you are not from my father, but you are from your father, the devil. Can anyone in here have the slightest idea why they could be mad at Jesus? Because you better figure it out, because you can be mad at Jesus for the same reason. And the lust of your father, you will do. He was a murderer. Oh, come on now. Just calling them devil should have been enough. Hey, stop the conversation. But you're going to follow the lust of your father? He was a murderer from the beginning. You're going to be a murderer? Because you're going to kill me. You're both not in the truth, because there is no truth in your father. When you speak a lie. He speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it all. That could hurt. Not only is your daddy bad, but you're just like him. Yo, daddy. Woo! Can someone give the pastor an amen? Can you see what is going on here? Can you see how deep this conversation is? Can you understand that their opportunity to really trust God, the true God that has been revealed in the scriptures, to allow them to know him personally, they have stopped with just knowing him on a page. And if you're making excuses for doing wrong, when you know what the God, the personal Savior, is like, don't get too upset at the Pharisees. Don't get too upset at the Jews, because you be one. We don't have to stay that way. We can get out of that by confession. Jesus wants a personal relationship with you so you can eliminate what you think he wants, and you can know what he demands. And because I tell you the truth, you don't believe it. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Man, is that tough? Then answered the Jews and said unto him, check this out. Now, you done call our dad the devil. You done call him a liar. You done call him lust after untruth. And you call us all these things. Well, we got something for you. You illegitimate boy. You're not only illegitimate, you're not even a Jew. You're a Samaritan. And you being a Samaritan, you got a demon inside of you. Boy, they going deep on this. Can't hear you. Now, if you know the truth about yourself, why do you let what someone say get under your skin? We got to close, right? Because we got to go to chapter 9 next week. So you can see what Jesus is going to prove. True. Is it deep and wide? True, deep and wide? Deep and wide. Verse 52. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know you have a demon. Abraham is dead. The prophets are dead. And you say, if a man keeps your saying, he should never taste of death. Jesus goes, can you imagine? Jesus goes, are they? can you just see it? Have you been talking to someone and witnessing to them and they're always coming back around from 180 degrees on the other side of what you just said? And you just kill them, Lord. Are thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets that are dead, Jesus said, if I honor my father, I honor myself, my honor is nothing. If my father that honors, it's the father that honors me, of whom you say that he is your God, yet you have not known him. What? What do you mean we know? We follow everything. We are the religious of the religious. And if I say I know him, and I got a problem. Because if I start acting like you, I'm a liar, like you are. But I know him, and I keep his saying. Check this out. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Somebody around here, talk to the pastor right now. Is it getting ready to get deep right now, boy? Oh, but you know what we would do if we was Christians witnessing someone that was getting a little uptight? We would stop because we don't want to hurt their feelings. Allowing them to stay in their sins will hurt them more than their feelings. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old. Yep, I'm 33 and I'm going to die here in about 5 months. And you tell us, you've seen Abraham? You haven't seen Abraham. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, YHWH. The name that God gave himself in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Anytime you see in the Bible, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, it's the same word that God gave himself in Exodus chapter 3. Verse 14, and Jesus Christ says, I am God. I am YHWH. I am the name that you have mistranslated Leviticus chapter 20, it's chapter 24, verse 16. You mistranslated the verse and said, thy name should not even be mentioned. That's not what the scripture said, but since you said it, you have forgotten how to say it. So let me refresh your memory. I am he. And Abraham rejoiced in my day. And they picked up stones to kill him. Because not only was he calling himself God, he was breaking the scriptures and said that he was the God of the name that cannot be mentioned anymore.
This has been a presentation of Antioch Bible Church. For more information about Antioch Bible Church or to order additional resources, please call 425-556-5905 or go to www.abchurch.org.